Arizona News Radio. Praise from many on Capitol Hill for the nationwide school walkouts from students urging action on gun safety Wednesday. But Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar expressed skepticism.
Is this the kids or is this the school district? Is this the opinion of the kids or is it the parents? I didn't realize that the schools were doing so well in our districts that they could take some time off of school.
Gosar's colleague, Congressman David Schweikert, says student protesters need to share facts and data, not just feelings. Democrat Ruben Gallego calling the student protests amazing. A South Tucson neighborhood rocked by a pipe bomb explosion, apparently targeting a trailer.
That's something that we'll have to determine once we actually make contact with the individual involved. So it's a little bit early to talk about intent or motive.
Cody Gress with the Pima County Sheriff's Office. No one hurt. ASU's basketball season ends with a 4-point loss in the NCAA tournament to Syracuse. U of A opens tournament play today against Buffalo and Boise. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, 10% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 70. Breezy throughout today with gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 48 and a west-southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Friday, it's mostly sunny skies with a high of 74. I'm Shelley Lynn from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 65 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chad Reynolds, and you're up to date.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825. Or go to MyPillow.com, click the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code SKY at checkout.
Pro golf and green, as in the color of money, go together really well. This week's Geico Off the Court shout-out goes to the players and officials on the Pro Tour. How about this for giving back? Last year alone, the tournaments and sponsors handed out over $180 million to more than 3,000 charities around the U.S. That kind of generosity helps change a lot of people's lives. Pro golfers and Geico are passionate about giving back. Head over to Geico.com and you could save as much as 15% on your car insurance in as little as 15 minutes.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now, every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this thermostat rising Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line always on 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got a nonstop hour. Scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers and how the market temperature has changed, especially over the past few weeks. Then in our loan segment, interest rates on the rise. Deanne's going to tell us what buyers can do. Bottom of the hour, how to win the multiple offer game.
And down the stretch, we got some new listings, a special motivated seller distress property deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
I got three professions. You tell me which one you would least like to be.
Three what? Professions?
Professions.
Oh, okay.
Crocodile catcher, septic tank pumper, cleaner, or appraiser.
The least, I think appraiser would be at the bottom of my list.
Is that right?
At all costs.
Dude, septic tanks, come on, that's pretty.
Septic tank cleaner.
All those guys do is put a hose in the ground and pump it out. They push a button.
And a crocodile catcher, what does he do?
Well, he's got some professional equipment. He just tranquilizes those guys.
Well, it's a very risky job.
Yeah, well, if you haven't been an appraiser in our market.
I was going to say matador. That's always a challenging
matador's
position.
Matador's tough.
I mean, really.
That or appraiser would be a tough one.
Okay, so I think I get the gist of where you're leaning here.
Yeah. So let's talk about the least desirable position that I think I would like to hold right now, and that is appraiser.
I'm with you, brother.
This market, and this is kind of a public service announcement, really, for all sellers out there thinking that they're going to put their home on the market and try to get peak top dollar. Hang on a second. I turned my phone off. Forgot. So right now we have an overheated market. In certain areas of this market in Maricopa County, we are having an overheated market. We have prices that are spiking. We have low inventory, under 17,000 active listings in MLS. It was 17,500 2 weeks ago. It's now under 17,000 to 16 and change. That is causing spikes in people making offers on properties because inventory is lower. They got interest rates that are spiking, so they're trying to get in. We have many, many factors which are causing this real estate market to spike. And it's spiking faster than the appraisal market.
Let me just jump in, if I could.
Please. This is water's warm.
I'm taking you back to January 5th of 2018. That is when we sort of had this, or between January 5th and January 12th, we had an interest rate, a definitive interest rate rise. And ever since then, the stock market's been very volatile. Interest rates have gone higher, but have had some volatility. But since that time, and that's when this whole thing started, and now by now,
about 2 months ago.
Yeah. But it took some time for the loans to get through the system, and now suddenly you have a huge amount of pendings. Like you said, inventory is getting lower. Just real quick, one bit of numbers here that I wrote down. January, we had 6,211 closings. February, we had 7,072. In March, we are on pace for 8,000 closings.
And those
even though we're only halfway through.
Those closings are going to help for pendings that are in transaction right now because appraisers will go out and look at those pendings and possibly adjust for them. They will look at the market going up.
Do you remember back in 05? Sorry.
That's right.
I got to jump back in.
Yeah, I remember 05.
We all remember it well. Appraisals are in a spiking market, lagging indicator. I mean, their numbers haven't quite caught up yet. That's why pendings are so important and new closings especially. And that's what you're referring to is that sellers, you know, they are trying to capture this demand. So they are pricing houses higher because you know what? There's a lot of buyers out there who are willing to go there.
We put a house on the market the other day. We put it on the market for the one on Anderson.
Yeah. This was a house priced at the top of the neighborhood. I'm just going to say around 270. We had in the first day, 30 showings and over almost 10 offers. In the first day.
That drives prices up. When you got a seller that sees the euphoria around his property, that will drive the price up. He's not going to take 200. He's not going to take 270 if he can get 280. So what happens in a situation like this, we may run into, it's kind of a push and pull between real estate people and the market. And what are they supposed to do about pricing homes versus comparables?
Very important in a market like this for your real estate agent to communicate with the buyer's lender and prepare whatever they can to support the value. So, for example, I've got multiple offers over asking and backups now over asking, ready to go. So there is an importance of the so-called meeting of the minds.
So what
the meeting of the minds says that this house, the value of this house is higher than where the market has it.
You mean the market value is higher than what the appraisals at?
Yeah, I'm just saying the appraisers are going to be behind a little bit. So what I'm trying to make a case for is the value, the meeting of the minds value. I've got multiple people who say and are willing to pay a higher price today for this house.
And let's talk about location. Let's talk about lots. Let's talk about upgrades. If you paint and carpet your house and you got new paint and carpet, doesn't mean it's $10,000 higher. If you remodel your kitchen, if you remodel your bathrooms, you're not going to get dollar for dollar for that stuff. And I think a lot of sellers are thinking that they may get dollar for dollar on a recent remodel. It doesn't work that way. Appraisers these days are doing everything they can to go by comparables. They don't look at market temperature. They don't look at the fact that we have multiple offers on properties. They will take it into consideration. But banks and lenders are saying we are going to go strictly by comparables.
Well, that's why we have to make a case. Yeah. For example, VA appraisers, they actually give you the opportunity to present comps, present a case to support value. But I'll tell you who is getting crushed in this market. And I mean crushed. If you are taking the convenient way out and you are signing a deal with Open Door for the convenience of having an offer today, so you can pay 5-10% to Open Door and pay them a little bit under market, you are getting crushed. You are leaving money on the table and a significant amount of money. And I would say to anybody who's considering an Open Door move because it's convenient, which is kind of the complete antithesis to the whole idea of selling your highest asset for the best amount of money. But if you're considering it, give us a call. We'd love to give you an opinion of value. Any decent home in 150 to 300 range should be selling within the first week. So you don't have to worry about convenience. We just had a home, like Rick was saying, last week. Almost 10 offers in 24 hours. So, and way over market. So if you're doing Open Door, you're opening your door to losing money. Just throwing it out there.
How about that?
Another public service announcement from the Elton Brothers. Up next, Deanne has the latest check on the buyer's temperature. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deanitized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. We were talking a little bit about appraisals in the first segment.
Yes.
Our favorite topic. Rick gave me a choice of jobs.
Yeah.
Would I rather catch crocodiles or be an appraiser? And I chose the crocodile.
No, we also said septic tank pumper.
Yeah. For simplicity, I narrowed it down to the top two.
So. Can you shed a little bit of light on how what you're seeing as far as appraisals, jobs, as far as what you're seeing out there in the marketplace? Is pricing of homes kind of spiking a little bit? How are we dealing with your end?
Yeah, what's happening is there's so little inventory on the market, and as I was explaining to Dave earlier, I think what it is like you, myself, you know, we're all sitting on these loans in the threes, very low fours maybe, and so a lot of people don't want to move because they're leveraging their money. And so, you know, they don't want to sell their home and then go into, you know, at a, maybe it was FHA or VA when the rate was 3.25, 3.5, and now they're looking at 4.75. You know, that's a big difference in payment. And a lot of people don't want to walk away from what in essence is almost like free money.
Yeah, you mean because all the loans out there at 3.5, 3, 3.75, is that what you're talking about as far as selling? Because, yeah, people don't want to put their homes on the market because of the culture shock, the numbers shock.
Right, exactly. And, you know, they're going to sit on that low mortgage for as long as they can unless they absolutely have a need to move. And so I'm seeing that. And because there's such little inventory, if you get something, say, in the 280 range or even the 300 or below, and it's a nice property, we're running into the multiple offer situation again. And so in order to get the property, people are going over and above asking price. And then the appraisers are having a tough time because if it was listed, say, for 280 and somebody comes in at 290, you know, you still have to be able to support that 290, especially if you're the first guy on the block, and if there's not a whole lot for sale in the area to perform comps, the appraisers are having a difficult time, and so we're seeing more appraisals that aren't making value.
Right, and you know what? We were talking about earlier that, you know, appraisers don't necessarily care about the fact that this market is overheated in a certain aspect.
Right.
Low inventory.
Because they got into trouble.
Yeah,
sure.
Low inventory. Mm-hmm. Low inventory, high demand, simple economics. I learned that in Reichard's class at Saguaro. In 83, 82, 81 is what I took.
Just
when
keep
I took,
dating yourself. It's
took
okay.
Economics. Oh, wait.
You are.
In 2006 when I took economics class at Saguaro. Anyway, so that's it. That's exactly what we're talking about. That's what we're seeing out there in the market. Dave.
So the question is like what we're doing. I mean, and it used to be, Deanne, where, you know, because of the demand, buyers could offer higher prices and ask for some concessions. But now, because we have multiple offers, and as I experienced this last week, you know, concessions the seller, of course, is looking for the lowest net. So they're not really in a position to want to give up concessions, and they don't have to. There's demand right. to take that out. So now we've got buyers who need to come up with not only a little bit higher interest rate, but closing costs in general. So what do we?
Well, and one of the reasons for that, it used to be, you're absolutely right. I had one the other day, multiple offers, and it was 190 for a nice little townhouse. Appraisal came in at 181, so the seller pulled the 5,500, and I've got a vet that doesn't have any cash. So in order to make it work, everybody had to, like, put in. The seller was gracious enough to still give 2,000 and lower the price, to, you know, by 9. I had to bump her interest rate so that, you know, I could contribute. But what they're doing is they're limiting now on how much we can bump that interest rate because the investors don't want the higher. It's called a coupon.
Right.
So you can take a 5.25 rate, and believe it or not, a 5.5 maybe have a worse pricing because they don't. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the market, and so they don't want to give you the rebate that they used to. You know, it used to be you could raise the rate 1/4, 3/8, maybe a half, and pay $4,000 or $5,000
sure.
for its cost. That's pretty much gone. So the realtor had to kick in $1,000, the borrower had to take a higher rate, the seller gave a couple thousand, and then the borrower had to, you know, scrounge and come up with an additional $1,800. So it was a scramble. So people do need to be prepared to come in with down payment and closing costs or take a little bit higher rate, but don't think it's going to be where you're going to be able to get all of your closing costs paid.
That's right. I mean, so it's a little bit of a tougher market for buyers in general.
Yeah.
They really do have to kind of, and everybody who's involved in a transaction, kind of have to, you know, participate as best people can to try to make a deal. But in general, you're actually going to have a little bit of money to buy a house. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
And you do. And I've had listing agents say, well, just bump the rate.
Right.
And
just
bump the rate.
Well, that was always the first thing. You used to be able to do a quarter point or an eighth and get, you know, $2,500
yep.
towards cost.
Well, exactly. And, you know, if you're buying, say, $450,000 and you can give them a point, that's a whole different ballgame. You can cover $4,500. But when you've got the little buyer buying a condo or a townhome or a starter home and they're in that $250 or below range, that same point only covers $2,400, $2,000, and people, the closing costs don't change. I mean, we charge $1,395 whether you do, you know, a $60,000 loan or a $1 million loan.
Right.
The appraisal may be a little bit different, but, you know, if you're in the conforming loan amount, it's $525 or $600 for VA. They don't care.
So the idea here
don't change much either.
Exactly. So if you're doing a VA, well, obviously that can be 100%.
Right.
And FHA, you can still get that 3.5% gifted. So that actually becomes even more important because you may need to throw in your own closing costs depending on how much demand there is for the property. If you're into a multiple offer situation, we need to get this property. The more concessions you throw in there, the more your offer is diluted and you can only go so high. You know, that's the other thing. I mean, in a reasonable sense. Right now, values, while you can try to push value, you can only go so high where it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, there's a fine line.
It has to appraise. Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to appraise.
That's
right.
The bottom line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's a tough market. So what I would tell people is hang on to that tax refund. You know, don't go out and buy that new furniture or what have you because you may need that for the down and you may still need to get a gift or you may need to save. And if you're renting, you know, keep in mind you're going to skip a rent payment if you time it properly, and you're going to get your security deposit back. And so you may need all of that to come up with your portion.
That's big advice. Security deposit mm-hmm. coming back, and that first month you won't pay. Like if you close on the 15th or something like that, you skip a month
right.
and your payment's due the following month on the 1st. So you do have a
right.
little bit of leeway there, something to think about. Rents have not been coming down. That's the other part of
no.
it. They've only been going higher. So,
exactly.
You know, we're talking with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Any questions on how to structure your next home purchase loan? 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. We got a few minutes. How about rates, Deanne? The all important question because they've been going all over the place.
They have. And so this morning, and of course we're doing our 280,000 because that seems to be a good number for people. FHA, we're at 4.75 with an APR of 5.554. Taxes, insurance estimated all in for $1,852.
$1,801. How about VA?
VA, 4.75, good credit. You're looking at an APR of 5.013, $1,679.52.
100% yep. Financing. $1,680.
Yes.
See what you can rent for that. How about
not a whole lot, not a 280.
Exactly. How about conventional?
Conventional, 20% down, good credit, 4.875 with an APR of 4.993, total payment $1,372.93.
And by the way, conventional, you can still do 3%, 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. So there's lots of different ways to do conventional. How about investors?
And it can be gifted.
Well, that's another great point.
It can be gifted, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only one that can't have a gift is the investors. 20% down, good credit. Pretty soon this will be water cooler, Rick, because it's under 6. 5.5 for a 5.709. All in, $1,459.36.
$1,459. 5.5 investor rate. You know, there you have it. The world has changed just a little bit. You got to get with a pro who can help you structure your next deal. Give Deanna a call. Her direct line, once again, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Rick.
See you later.
Up next, how to win the multiple offer game and our real estate question of the day. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring Yelton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.
Injuries are reported after a pedestrian bridge near the Miami campus of Florida International University collapsed. Cars and people are apparently trapped underneath, and emergency crews are on the scene with rescue said to be underway. The bridge is new, a 950-ton span. It fell near the FIU's main Miami area campus. The New York Times is reporting that special counsel Robert Mueller has, for the first time that's known publicly, subpoenaed documents from President Trump's businesses, some said to be related to Russia. Let's bring in Jeff Zeleny from the White House.
This would be going after business records directly, the Trump Organization, as they relate to Russia, certainly signaling that this investigation is far from over, and B, showing that it is going even more at the heart of the Trump Organization and closer to the president.
There's been no comment yet from the Trump Organization or from the White House. Our thanks to Jeff Zeleny. I'm Michael Toscano.
Arizona News Radio prays for many on Capitol Hill for the nationwide school walkouts from students urging action on gun safety Wednesday. But Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar expressed skepticism.
Is this the kids or is this the school district? Is this the opinion of the kids or is it the parents? I didn't realize that the schools were doing so well in our districts that they could take some time off of school.
Gosar's colleague, Congressman David Schweikert, says student protesters need to share facts and data, not just feelings. Democrat Ruben Gallego calling the student protests amazing. A South Tucson neighborhood rocked by a pipe bomb explosion, apparently targeting a trailer.
That's something that we'll have to determine once we actually make contact with the individual involved. So it's a little bit early to talk about intent or motive.
Cody Gress with the Pima County Sheriff's Office. No one hurt. ASU's basketball season ends with a 4-point loss in the NCAA tournament to Syracuse. U of A opens tournament play today against Buffalo and Boise. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, 10% chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 70. Breezy throughout today with gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 48 and a west-southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Friday, it's mostly sunny skies with a high of 74. I'm Shelley Lynn from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 65 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit... perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
So we got this, I'm not going to say overheated. Let's just talk about it being a fairly heated market, especially under, say, 300,000. Would you say that's the bullseye right now? Properties under 300, not so much out in the outlying areas still. It is pushing out there. Areas like Buckeye, Florence, Maricopa. We're still seeing a little bit of softness out there. We're just seeing more of a
comparatively.
Buyer. Yeah, we're seeing a buyer-seller market out there, kind of 50-50. You come inland a little bit, into the Phoenix, Goodyear, Avondale, even out into Surprise, Peoria. North Phoenix. We're seeing
Mesa, Gilbert, Chandler, all that stuff.
We are seeing heatedness. We're seeing a lot of homes go on the market, get multiple offers in that under 300,000 range. Even investors are having a hard time with cash, right? I mean, now, if you have cash and you're a buyer and you go a little bit over sale price, you'll get that house because they're not going to want to fight a loan. They're not going to want to fight appraisals. So if you're a seller and you get a cash offer, there are many reasons to highly consider cash. Even though there's many people out there, most people want to get a loan.
So it's so important to really kind of factor in what the net is and what realistically the market will support. So you got to have an agent who's going to really kind of look out there, look at the pendings, look at everything that's going on, not just in your neighborhood, but maybe the neighborhood next door, to make a case for an increased value on your house. Because, you know, chances are, if you're in that price range Rick's talking about, that strike zone, that 200 to 300 range, lots of demand. If your house is anywhere near decent, as we said, you will get, hopefully,
anywhere near decent. Offers. Well, anywhere near decent. If it's priced correctly, clean, and in a good location. Homes that back to busy streets, homes that back to power lines, homes that back to, city dumps. Those homes take a little bit longer to sell. For the ones that are obtaining multiple offers, which we are getting, how do we deal with multiple offers, Dave?
So, and we've talked about this over the years during, depending on the specific time, of the market and what kind of cycle we're in. But again, the so-called escalation clause is, to me, the best way to minimize your exposure to a high price, but yet get your price as high as you are willing to go. So you escalate your offer. Let's say it is a 280 list price and, you know, based on all your research and all where you think you can go on value, and the house is perfect and everything's good and all the boxes are checked, your buyer can afford up to, say, $295,000. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're seeing, you know, but you only want to pay $287,000. So you can make your $282,000 offer or whatever it is and escalate, and you will beat any other valid offer by a certain dollar amount, say $500, say $1,000, whatever it is.
So your offer will be submitted to the seller,
and it will automatically escalate above the highest valid offer, and it put a cap on it to where you're most comfortable going to. That's the, you know, that's what happened on this deal we had last week. And, you know, that agent got the deal. She wrote an escalation clause. So it's something to consider.
$500 above the, any yeah. valid offer.
Yeah. Now, obviously.
Did she ask to see the offers to verify that they were valid?
It's already in the language. You have to show it's a valid offer. So, that's one way to minimize exposure, but maximize purchase, price.
Well, if you're seeing a little bit of overheatedness in this market, you have some, experience going on. Your house is listed. You're in the market buying and selling. Give us a call here at the station and we can talk a little bit about what you're experiencing. 602-277-5369. I wanted to talk a little bit about this on the seller's side a little bit. You're getting buyers that are paying a lot of money, or they're paying over list and they're getting escalated and they're at the peak of what they're psychologically feeling is a good deal for a house, right? When they buy it.
Well, deal. Mm. Deal in quotes.
Deal in quotes.
Because these houses are, you know, they've been trying to get a house. They've probably been through four or five rejections by now. And, you know, they're trying to obviously chase interest rates. Don't want them to go any higher. So everybody's maxed out. Everybody, on all these different levels.
Exactly. And you have sellers that are finally now starting to see equity in their properties. They're excited. But here's kind of the second negotiating problem for sellers. Or what I see for sellers is not necessarily a problem, but now that they got the house, now that they paid top dollar in their minds based on comparables, based on what you had it listed at, they're going to take it out on you in inspection reports. They're going to take it out and they're going to try to get some of it back, as buyers will do, when that inspection comes back and there's 40 items on the property. It needs a new roof. It needs a new air conditioner. It needs new water heaters. That's when you're going to need to pay the piper. As a seller, if you're putting your house on the market right now and you want to try to get your best top dollar, you get all that stuff fixed before you list it. Maybe even get a home inspection. Maybe get a handyman. Fix all the little... What, Dave? You're laughing at me.
Well, here's the one the one caveat to all of that.
Yeah.
The backup offer.
Well.
Because if you are able, and we're lucky enough on our deal to have it, but if there is so much demand, and there is a lot of demand, agents continue to take backup offers for that exact purpose. Because.
But guess what, the backup?
You know, if you have a solid backup, that you can be a lot tougher on inspections.
Guess what? When the backup offer finally gets the house, they're going to say to you, why did we get this house? You're going to say, well, fell out due to inspection reasons.
That's why you have to have a backup to the backup.
Right. So we have backups to the backups to the backups. And then finally,
I'm going to have to pay the piper.
Whoever gets the house is going to deal with the inspection items. As sellers, if you're getting top dollar for your property and your home is in disrepair, it will come back to bite you when you're getting top dollar for it and people are putting in offers. Right now, they're just trying to get the house. The rubber's going to hit the road once they start doing inspections.
It's very interesting. People that have gone to that much length to get the house, and they know that you have a backup offer ready to go, it'd be very interesting. They might be willing to absorb some of that.
All now, they have to do is ask.
They're already paying for the closing costs as well, correct?
Well, most buyers are paying their own closing costs right now.
The sellers are in a good position right now.
Okay.
But
very good position.
Buyers are still very educated. Buyers are educated. They're not dumb. They're going to pay attention to these inspection items. In the back of their mind, they're thinking, oh, my God, I paid maybe a little premium for this property. I want to make sure that I don't have to move in and then pay another $15,000 in repairs. So I'm just saying, as sellers, make sure your home is in good repair before you put it on the market. Get all the little dumb stuff. Then you can throw a little bit of a credit at the buyer if it needs a new water heater or if it needs an air conditioning tune-up. Something along those lines. Just prepare yourself. the average list of items in a property for sale is anywhere between $2,500 and $4,000.
1 to 2%, fair?
Yeah.
There you go. We got 2 minutes. Question of the day. Real estate question of the day. Should we go for it?
Do it.
Again, referencing Chris Combs, the attorney. He has a column in the Republic. Here's the question. We have owned a home in Arcadia, Phoenix over 20 years. Roof rats, constant problem. Citrus trees feed are a source for the roof rats and also a vehicle to access our roof. The branches of our neighbor's orange trees hang over the block wall, and our neighbor says that it's fine for us to trim the branches, but he's not going to pay for the cost of the trimming. So the question is, can we pay for the cost of the trimming and then sue our neighbor in court for reimbursement?
Now, I didn't read that article, but I'm going to say no.
That's correct. And it's interesting. In Arizona and other states, courts have ruled that the homeowner has to pay for the cost of trimming trees that are hanging over your property. In other words, but the reasoning is that neighbors should cooperate with one another and be, in quotes, neighborly. And that's the key to the whole thing. Being neighborly. You're in a neighborhood, be neighborly. And so the tree that's on your side of the property, you should pay for.
Here's the caveat to this article and this question. Roots. Roots.
Tree roots.
Tree roots. So.
Yeah, I guess it happens on the ground too, doesn't it?
If you have a tree, that is.
If you trim the roots, Rick, you could kill the tree that's on the other property.
If you got tree roots that are uplifting garages, driveways,
fences,
walls,
fences. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that after the break.
Wow, that's going to open up a whole other discussion because we got so many listings to talk about.
Can of roots.
And we got a special motivated seller distressed property. Deals of the week. So stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK 10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Can't help. Too many.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the road you find another sweet baby cooking.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
Nelson Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. So call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or email Elton Brothers, one word, at cox.net.
About that.
You still want to talk about roots?
Hey, yeah. I got roots. A guy called during the break here and said that people in Arcadia can actually afford to make those expenditures because those are basically $1 million homes, correct?
Sure. Yeah. I think it's just the whole point of it is it's more about the neighborly.
Right.
Let's get along with each other, you know, I think aspect of it.
I think sometimes the more money you have, the more of a pissing match you get in. If you're not friendly with your neighbor, you don't get along with your neighbor, sometimes the slightest thing will set you off.
Do you think neighbors in Arcadia have been there a little bit longer because they have a larger investment? I mean, are there a lot of homes being moved in Arcadia right now?
Oh yeah.
It's an incredible strong area, no doubt. Huh. But you know, you hear about these like celebrity tiffs, you know, sure. In Hollywood. I mean, all these people have millions of dollars and they get upset over, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
My buddy's in a tiff right now with his trees. A big, big tiff. A house was built above his in the Hollywood Hills, and the guy is suing him because he wants him to cut his trees because it's blocking his view. And his trees were there before this house was built. How about that? Anyway, the more money you got, sometimes, you know, people get in a little bit of
more than money.
It's
interesting.
It could be a whole bunch of different things.
They would rather pay lawyers to sue to block things.
Sometimes people want to win. Yeah, they just want
to
win.
It's just all about you're not going to dictate to me.
And that's exactly right.
The key is to be neighborly. But let's talk about roots for a minute. Roots are a problem in certain trees, especially like mesquites or Palo Verdes, where the roots are shallow because you have drip systems that are watering trees, little bushes so that the water stays on the surface. So the roots come to the surface. When they come to the surface, they start ruining driveways, walls, houses, stem walls. If you have a tree that is ruining your neighbor's driveway, but it's on your yard, you're responsible. Then they may have a suit against you. But as far as things that are hanging over that are not causing any damage, they're not. The buyer, the owner of the house next door of the tree has to cut it.
So here,
they're responsible for it.
So, you know, I kind of have a situation and you know, my neighbors have been really, really great, but you know, there's a large mesquite tree in the back.
Large.
Now, this mesquite is, you know, and we've already done the branch part of it. It's all good. But the roots are raising the wall fence between us.
Roots.
You know, it basically looks like one of those etch-a-sketches.
It's causing stair-step cracking in your wall.
That's right. And we are going to
have to deal with it.
Have to deal with it at some point because the cracks are getting larger. The fence, integrity of the fence is being compromised because it's obviously cracked.
And soon it's going to make more.
And pretty soon it's going to fall over and it's become a safety problem.
No, soon it's going to work its way to your pool.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole other. But the point is this mesquite tree, which is, you know, probably 75 feet tall.
Yeah.
We don't want to cut the tree down. You know,
yeah, it's good western exposure, son.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But we got to deal with the fence. So how do you. You know, and technically, I guess because his tree is causing
the damage,
technically it's his thing.
But he's responsible for half that fence. You're responsible for the other half.
Right.
Those fences are jointly owned.
So we want to be neighborly about it.
You got to be neighborly. But in realistic terms, that tree was planted in the wrong place. So you may have to just come to that realization and cut the tree down. Sometimes that's what has to happen. It happened to me in one of my houses that I own, where a huge, go on my Instagram, Snorky80, there's a video of this huge 80-foot eucalyptus being cut down because the roots were lifting up my neighbor's driveway. And he goes, I'm going to sue you unless you take this tree down. I said, all right, tree's out. 80-foot eucalyptus because the roots were lifting up my neighbor's driveway.
And he was going to sue you because what?
Because it was lifting up his driveway.
Oh, lifting up his driveway.
After 35 years. That's how long the tree's been there.
Well, again, these homes in the Grey Oak built in the 90s. So we're talking 25 years.
Yeah, and And I'll tell you, most of these subdivisions that you're seeing were built 1994. So now these trees are getting to be 20, 30 years old. So they're expanding and they're getting very mature. You know, 10 years ago, they were babies. Yeah. They weren't causing much damage. Now they're like full grown. And you know, the more full grown gets something, the more damage it causes.
Or could cause. Yeah. Anyway. Be neighborly out there, people. That's the bottom line. Be neighborly.
Yeah, whatever happened
Work
to,
it out.
Whatever happened to going next door and bringing a cup of sugar saying, I need some sugar. Now it's like because people are, you know, sugar, they don't want sugar
now
anymore.
Now they get it delivered by Amazon.
Yeah. Now they go over there and they say, I want some gluten-free flour. So. Not sugar. But still do that. Walk over there with your little tin cup saying, I want some gluten-free flour. And meet your neighbors. People don't talk to people anymore. They're too busy on their phone.
Root killing. Root killer. All right.
Roundup.
Roundup.
Or right. Chainsaw.
We got some listening. We need to tell people we're rookies.
Wait, a motocross race?
That's a little off. We need to tell people where roots comes from because we come from deep woods.
Roots.
Pennsylvania coal country.
Yeah.
And back in Pennsylvania coal country, it's a crick and it's roots.
Right.
Anyway.
It's a crick.
You see, my accent has actually evolved. My brother's still back east.
I just like saying roots. I mean roots.
Rick.
I mean, come on.
Okay. Let's get to some incredible listening. Duplex. Investors out there, listen up. I got a duplex right around the corner, downtown. Great little unit. Lots of updates. Both of them are 2+1s. 2-bedroom, 1-bath. We got it listed at a 7 cap, 235. Great location, close to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Thing's been rented forever.
All right.
And it's in great shape. 235, duplex.
I'm
going to
do
cap.
Three in a row here. How about an Aviano, 7 bedroom, 6.5 baths, 7350 square feet, multi-level, downstairs, a basement with a theater, 2 bedrooms, full bathrooms. Then you got, you know, staircases that are gone with the wind, sweeping staircases. This house is listed at 1.279 and it is 7350 square feet. The next one is on Cactus and 100th Street. It's 9 to 10 to 11 approximate bedrooms, 2 full kitchens. It's on 2 acres, 7230 square feet with a pool. It's a fantastic assisted living type property, and it's listed at $1,895,000. Then I got one at, let's talk about this one on 74th. Great condo. 2-car garage. 3 bedrooms. 2,000 square feet. Built in 07 in Barallo Place. Basically Shea and Scottsdale Road.
Right across the street from the cinemas.
$470,000 for the most immaculate condominium you've ever seen in the most beautiful lot in Barallo Place. Can't miss that. How about in Tremonto? 3 bedrooms. 2.5 baths. 2,000 square feet. Complete remodel. $310,000.
Excellent. I got another multifamily, 10 units in Glendale. Just came on the market three weeks ago. 7.7 cap in Glendale, listed at 675. And let's see what else we got.
How about
here?
In Costa Verde, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,026 square feet, built in 95 on an 11,000 square foot lot for 560. This property there's just been so much talk about this property, listed at $550,000. I got a coming soon out in the Boulders, right?
Beautiful.
2,900 square feet. Great room.
3 bedrooms, all en suite. Great yeah. Boulder views, right in the golf courses, right across the street. You tee off right there.
Just, if you want to live in the Boulders, you want a second home, this property's come on the market tomorrow. $750,000. Almost 3,000 square feet.
One other one.
Can't beat it.
Got some land coming on. Almost 8 acres in Peoria. 1.296. Zone C2. Zone C2. You can do anything with it. So, there's that. All right. For everything else, you got to check out eltonbrothers.com. We don't talk about our website very much, but if you want to search MLS, it's current. It's current. So the feed comes right from the MLS. No obligation. Just got to, you know, fill in your email address and you can search all you want, anything, any other properties. If you're an investor out there, we do lots of work with investors. find all different types of investment opportunities. We have builder leasebacks paying premium rates, premium lease rates, triple net leases. We've got, like I say, multifamily commercial. You want it, we can find it. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. If you want to list your home, we got flexible fees. We'll advertise it on the radio. We've been doing this 35-plus years. You will not get a better listing. Your house will not look better, I promise you, with any other agent. Give us a try. See what we do. Professional photography, drone photography, you name it. We do it.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
You name it.
We do it. I've got some distressed property seller motivation.
Okay.
We have to get the approval from the sellers to actually write this in. Our agents do. So, Rick, do you want to pick one?
Yeah, how about this one in Buckeye? 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3,546 square feet, $475,000 in Buckeye, $133 a foot.
Wow. How about Florence? 4 bedroom, 3.5 bath, 3-car garage, almost 4,000 square feet, just reduced from 260 to 245. 245, that's $65 a foot in Florence for 245.
Levine, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, 2199 square feet, built in 2015, 275, 125 a foot.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You got time for one more? You want to do it?
How about Casa Grande? 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1748, 2000, built in 2000, $259 if you want to know the market in Casa Grande.
There you go. 259,000, I guess you meant to say.
Yeah.
I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, and our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill. You want to take your clients to dinner, either one of those two restaurants, you will not be disappointed. They got the best steak in town. And our man behind the glass, Chet. And, of course, a big real estate show thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we do have flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. We'll see you next Thursday right here on The Real Estate Show featuring Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX.